would she say? If he actually did take it, she would say he what?
Well, he says he took it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, these things, sometimes you get on your skin, maybe on the back of your neck, you get a little bulge that comes out. It's kind of sore if you press on it. What do you call that?
Pimples.
Oh, a bigger one. What if it's a bigger
boil.
One?
Uh-huh. Boil.
And what if it's running juice? Well, anything else?
Well, if it's a boil, why, if it's running, why, it's broken.
Mm-hmm. Now, in these little yellow heads that sometimes you get on your skin, what do you call the stuff in there? Or if you get a burn and it festers up and so on, what is that soft stuff in there?
Does it matter?
Mm-hmm. Or you ever call it pus?
Pus, yes.
Uh-huh. Now, if a soldier in the war has been cut or a bullet has gone in him, you say that is a... What does he have in his arm?
Gangrene.
Uh-huh. Or in general, if somebody has been hurt in some way, you say that's
a wound.
Would you say that a little louder?
A wound.
Uh-huh. Okay. What is flesh that's a little bit puffed up on your arm? Ever call it proud flesh?
Yeah, it is proud flesh. That gets in a sore.
Uh-huh. Now, somebody has died, and you don't know whether they died a natural death, whether they had an illness, or what happened. And somebody asks you, how he died and so on, and you say, well, I don't know what he, what's the rest of it? I don't know what he...
I don't know what he died with.
And near churches, there are these lots with stones in them where they bury people. What do you call this?
Cemeteries.
And they bury people in a large case. And what do you call that? What is the large box that...
Oh, that there's they used to call them coffins, but they call them caskets now.
I see. And after someone has died, his relatives are in... They have a period of...
Mourning.
And if somebody is going around with a wrinkled brow and they don't think things will turn out all right, you tell them, oh, don't... Don't what?
Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. And... what's this stiffness of joints that you get? It's kind of hard to walk and kind of hard to move.
That's arthritis.
Uh-huh. Or what else?
Or rheumatism, either one. I've got both of them.
And the latter one, rheumatism. You want to say something, rheumatism...